Malachas kosher. So where was it in the Mishkan? So the Gemara Ein Daled Amud Beis asked this question, Kshira b'Mishkan hechi havai. Sort of interesting when we ask and when we don't, I guess, when there's something that we need to learn from the discussion. Amar Rav Hashoken koshrin b'yesedos o'alem. In other words, they were going to move, go to Eretz Yisrael. So what? Okay, so that kosher was amanasatir. So Rashi says, Veluk Sharim, this is Rashi on Kufiyat Aleph on the basis, something very interesting. Ha minuyin ba'avos malachos, ha kosher v'amatir, kesher shel kayama. She'eno matiro li'olam, dumya dekoshrei chute yirios hanefsakos. So very interesting. Rashi says that the reason why kosher amanas lahatir is pater, and here Rashi says li'olam, we'll have to define that more carefully, we'll get to that a little bit later, but the simple reading actually, Rashi sounds like le'olam means le'olam. So any kasher that you have no intention to untie is chayev, and otherwise you're pater. And how do we know that? We learn it from the chutei yirios, hanefsakos. So we're going to see there in a moment that that's going to be a later answer in the Gemara, though also not entirely lemaskana. So Rashi says that the reason why kosher amanas lahatir is pater is seemingly dumya d'mishkan, which makes the Gemara's Abaye's kasha strange. In other words, Rava says kosher b'shedas olam. So Amar Abaye, how kosher amanas lahatir? Why couldn't he say okay, yeah, in a chenami kosher amanas lahatir is chayev dumya d'mishkan? Because after all, the reason why we actually paskin kosher amanas lahatir is pater is because, according to Rashi, at least, dumya d'mishkan. In other words, a simple reading of our Gemara is that Abai is asking not from the Mishkan. Abai just knows there's some klal, perhaps a klal that shayach to all malachos. I think that would be the simplest understanding, that every kosher, every malacha that's al menas lahatir is pater, and that's why Abai says, so this can't be the source. So maybe the pshat in is no. Pshat is, we're not asking misvara, and we're not asking from a klal. We're asking from the Mishnah. Abai is asking from the Mishnah, meaning to say, the Mishnah later on in Perkei Luksharim says kosher amanas lahatir is pater, and that is, according to Rashi, derived from the Mishkan. And if you learned, if the kosher in the Mishkan was yisedos ha'olam, then it wouldn't be true. In other words, then in a chenami, kosher amanas lahatir would be chayev. And that's what he's asking. In other words, Abaye's kasha is really asking for the Mishnah. He's not asking an independent question. Maybe other malachos that were equivalently amanas lahatir or amanas tandu would be chayev. Maybe, for example, kosev amanas limchok would be chayev. But here we're asking for the Mishnah. And therefore, we have this kasha. That's the pshat in Abaye's kasha. Okay. So this relates back to our question that we discussed in the previous malacha, and we'll have to return to as well today. The Rambam, as we know, seems to rule, at least this is the way the Magen Mishnah reads the Rambam, and it certainly is the pashtus of the Rambam, that every malacha that's not miskayem es b'shabbes is pater, and is that the reason why kosher amanas lahatir is pater? In other words, not like Rashi. According to Rashi, the reason why kosher amanas lahatir is pater is because of Mishkan and a local svara, right? What would the Rambam say? Is amanas lahatir the same thing as enem miskayemes or not? Like we said before, maybe amanas lahatir and enem miskayemes are two totally different things. Maybe all malachos have a ptur of enem miskayemes, but amanas lahatir is unique. And at least according to Rashi, that uniqueness stems from the Mishkan. Okay, al kol panim. The Just, I guess, one other point. If in fact it is unique, so then we would ask, why is kosher unique? So we could just say Mishkan. Or it may be that there's something unique about kosher that, we'll say, invites all these limitations. For example, the Rambam also has a klal that it needs to be ma'aseh to be chayv, as we'll see. And that's certainly not something that we find in all the melachos. We'll have to see if we even find it in the other melacha. And on that point, the Ramach, right on that Rambam, asks, this doesn't make any sense that you would need ma'aseh. The Meiri answers this question and he says, yeah, we learned it out from the Mishkan, Damiya de Mishkan. So perhaps in Rashi we see that we're learning out from the Mishkan that you need kosher shelo al minas lahatir. For the Rambam, potentially we're learning out from the Mishkan that you need ma'aseh uman. And here we have to ask really about both of them. Why are we looking so carefully to the Mishkan in terms of these things? In other words, presumably there were other melachos that were done in the Mishkan. Maybe they were all done by Umanim. And we don't learn. We saw by Tavuas HaYizim that Adarab, in fact, the way they did it in the Mishkan was such a high degree of umnus that we dafka don't learn from the Mishkan. If you did what they did when they built the Mishkan, we would say that's a shinoi. So the question is this just a question of Demi de Mishkan? Or no, maybe there's something about these things that make either independent of the Mishkan or that make us look for a higher degree of resemblance to the Mishkan. There's some type of, if you wish, defect or chisaron, which amenas shalom amenas lahatir makes up for, or ma'aseh uman makes up for, and that would be true then whether or not you learn it independently as a svara or if you learn it from the Mishkan. So what might that be? So we're going to have a chance to discuss this a little more at length in a couple of minutes, but one possibility, which we already, I think, alluded to in a previous malacha, so we'll just mention that again, is that perhaps the difference between kosher versus, let's say, tofer, is that kosher is about connecting two things, and tofer is about unifying two things. What do I mean to say? So let's take my shirt over here. I'm looking here at my seam. Originally, there was the fabric that was the sleeve, there was the fabric that's over here, and then they used tefillah to connect the two. But what emerges is a shirt, a single unit. I don't look at my shirt as pieces. Maybe knots are not that way. Knots don't create unification. So maybe that's a chisaron here. In a sense, if you wish, it's somewhat of a melacha grua. It's not so transformative. And that is made up for by making it a kasher that's kayama, or perhaps even by the ma'aseh uman. How would that make up for it? It could just be that it gives it more chashivos, and it's the chashivos that makes up for the otherwise lack of chashivos, or it could even be maybe the kayama does make it more of a transformative act. So we'll have to return to all these questions. Well, let's just read on the Gemara for now. Elamar Baye, Shekin Orge Yirios, Shenifsaka Lahanima, Koshrim Osa. Amale Rava, Taratzta Kosher Matir Michael Amemar, Vachitema di Isrami Le Tre Chute, Kitre Badi Adade, Shaychad Vakaterchad. Hashta Lifne Melach Basar Vedam, Ein Osen Kane. Lifnei Melech Malchim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Osin. Here, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos exactly how to read this Gemara, which we'll return to a little bit later when we talk about Matir and the question of whether you need matir amnas likshur, or if you had some other matir that's misakin but not amnas likshur, whether you're chayv or not. So I'll return back to that that machlokas a little later. Elamar Rava, v'tem Rabbi Eloi, shekein tzadeh chilazon kosherin u'matirin. So now we have kosher and matir. The truth is, in this matir as well, we have to ask, was this a matir amnas likshur or not? Again, possibly a machlokas Rashi Tosos, which we'll return to, but fishermen have to be kosher and matir. Like we said before, this Gemara certainly indicates that not necessarily, and really even the previous Gemara about Yiriyah, Shenafal, Badarna, and the like, that it's not the when we look to the Mishkan, we're not necessarily looking to what historically happened, but what would naturally happen if you were building a Mishkan from scratch. Al kopanim, lefia maskana, what is the Rava agrees that the source for kosher in a Mishkan was the nets, which makes it strange that Rashi, as we mentioned on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, would refer to Abaye's Teretz of Orge Yiriyot Nifsaka Lahen Nima, that they're kosher osa. Now, it's not necessarily a problem because alt kosher, that was a perfectly good answer. We don't have any objections to that. It just gets us into trouble with respect to matir. And therefore, in terms of kosher b'mishkan, this was suitable. So Rashi just quotes this. Maybe it's a little more straightforward. Al kopanim, that's what Rashi says. Now, what's interesting is like this. Originally, Rava wanted to learn from Yesedos Ha'olim, and Abai says, this is kosher amnas lahatir. So is it really amnas lahatir? So this would seem to be a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, actually, about bona. And I think we'll probably return to it more when it comes to bona, but it's worth considering what our Gemara over here takes for granted, because we don't... Well, we'll just say it like that. So what does it say by bona? So Yerushalmi's Perek Zayin Halacha Beis says, Ma binyan hayu b'mishkan, shayu nosen krushim al gabi adanim. So they put the krushim, the beams, on these adanim. My son calls them shoeboxes. And that's supported the krushim. So the Gemara asks, the lo l'shaisa. We'll cover the same kasha we ask over here. That this is kosher amnas lahatir, meaning say when they assembled the Mishkan, they were planning to disassemble it. So the Gemara takes for granted that bona amnas listor is the same thing as kosher amnas lahatir l'chora. In both cases, you're pater. Here, though, it's less pashut because we said, at least according to Rashi, the premise of our question is really the Mishnah. There is no Mishnah that seems to make this clear, unless you think that the Mishnah that discusses Eina Shokayama, right, Kol Malach Hashem Skemes B'Shabbos Pater, which is talking about Bona / Makbe Patish, is also referring to Shalom and Aslahatir. So anyway, that's the Gemara's question. Amar Biosi, Mekevan Sheichonim V'Nosim Al Pi HaDibor, so what that means is that it is true that they knew they might untie or deconstruct the Mishkan, but they also might not have. In other words, when were they able to move on? Al-Pi-Adibor, not their own volition. Until Al-Pi-Hashem Yisu, Al-Pi-Hashem Yachnu, until the Anana went up, so they couldn't move. And therefore, in a sense, when they were building indefinitely. And that might be very important for kosher as well. When we talk about kosher, shel kayama, does that mean that it has to be intentionally lasting forever? I made this kesher almanas to do it forever. Or perhaps it means indefinitely. I don't have definitive plans to untie it. And likewise, over here, we're saying that, of course, the Jews were expecting that they might have to deconstruct the Mishkan, but they didn't have that rishus. They couldn't say, I'm doing this almanas to deconstruct, because it was al pi ha'dibur. They had no bilus, and therefore that's considered a binyan shel kayama, and again, maybe kesher as well. Except the Bavli, at the very least, rejects that answer, rejects Rava's answer. I'm like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun. Seems like a different opinion, though. The same Osha wonders if it's the same Rabbi Yossi, but the Pashto says it's a new opinion. Mikevan Shavtichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shumachnisan La'aretz K'mi Shehu L'Shah. So what does that mean? No, it's not true. Hashem promised to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you're right. If, like, I'm the boss and I say, build this and keep it built until I tell you otherwise, so then, of course, that would be Lola. But here it wasn't, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, at some point, it would have to be deconstructed. Now, this is also interesting, because it could have been pretty long. I mean, they were in one of their chanayos for 20 years. And nevertheless, the knowledge that at some future point it would be deconstructed is enough. There's a big machlokas, which opinion in the Yerushalmi we paskin like. Some Rishonim say that Binyan L'Sha'a is Binyan. This is, we'll see, the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Or Sameach. And some say, no, we paskin like this Yerushalmi. It's a nafka mina for all different things. We'll talk about it when we talk about umbrellas, when we do OL. One of the big shilas this comes up with is somebody's sukkah. This is not uncommon. Like, there's a storm. Okay, sukkah gets puzzled in the storm. Can you ask a guy to fix it? So if you think that binyan l'sha lo have binyan, which seems to be the Yerushalmi's conclusion, then it'll be a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. You can have the guy to fix it. If you usually, unless it's a mitzvah to rabbin, perhaps we don't allow a amir l'menachli for mitzvah. Single iser, in other words, amir l'menachli and iser deraisa for a mitzvah, and therefore you wouldn't be, if you think that binyan l'sha'a have a binyan, so then you can't ask a guy. There's a stira in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim sort of seems to assume that if you built a sukkah before Yantif or Shabbos, will be makel to allow you to ask a guy to fix it. But if you're like, didn't build a sukkah at all, then you're like, show up on the first day, it's like, oh, well, I'll just ask a guy to build it, then you can't be makel. But anyway, so we have to figure out how we paskin by bona, and also, at the very least, what is the significance of the Gemara by Kosher, the Bavli, have on this discussion. In other words, seems to be that the Bavli takes for granted that the Kshira evolved in building the Mishkan was a Kasha She'ena Shel Kayama. Now, that could be that the Yerushalmi is so same like the Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun in the Yerushalmi by Bona, which is fine. He gets the last word anyway. Right? Why is it Kasher She'ena Shel Kayama in the Bavli? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hechnisan La'aretz. But maybe Bona and Kosher are different. So I guess we'll return to that question a little more when we do Bona. But what this does tell you is something interesting, which is, why was the Kshira and the Mishkan Kasher She'ena Shel Kayama? L'chora, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machnisan, hiftichan l'achnisan ma'aretz, which might indicate that to be chaya for kosher, you need really liolam. Like we said before, it was a very, very long time sometimes between when they tied the knot and when they untied it. Unless you say that was only after the Chet of the Meraglim, right? It would seem that based off of this Yerushalmi, and some from the Bavli, even without the Yerushalmi, it sounds that way, that it's only going to be Leolam if it's really Leolam. If you're planning to untie it, but in a long time from now, that wouldn't be Leolam. Yes?
Even if it was a long time, it was still tied with intention. They didn't know they would be
That's the question. That's the point. In other words, as long as you know that at some point in the future it's going to be untied, even if it's not going to be 20 years, then it would be potter. That's the simple reading of the Bavli, and especially if you show me, we will see that that there are those who don't learn this way. Yes?
Unless there's a chance that when you tie it, they'll untie it in the amount of time that's still not jumping out.
Right, but you're saying it's a suffix. Now, let's say there's a shear. Let's say the shear is a month.
Right, exactly.
Like anything more than a month, like someone would die from Rashi. Right. Anything more than a month is shel kayama. And now we're going to say it might be more than a month, might be less than a month. And that's enough to be in a shel kayama.
Right.
Good. So that might be true. But even if that's going to be the pshat, and that certainly would be okay, we're saying a very big chiddush here. Because since it might be more than a month, notice presumably when we say like this, when we say kesher shel kayama, it doesn't have to be forever. It just means that it might be forever, right? In other words, it means indefinite. So you could say not that way also. You could say no. The only kesher kayama is 100% forever. Or we could say no. Any kesher that might be forever. And now what we're saying is that at the very least, any kesher, we could see from this gemara, that any kesher that might be more than a month is pater. Right? Okay. So even that, we'll see, is not so pashat. But at the very least, seemingly, we should be able to infer that. Okay, so again, and the question that we're going to keep on going back to is this shaila of, is the p'tur of Eino Shel Kayama the regular din of Eino Shel Kayama, or is this unique to kosher? So I think to answer that question, a good place to start at least would be, again, the next Gemara, which is really more about Tofer, but we'll see. It's going to tell us a lot about kosher as well. So the Gemara asks the following Shaila. I'll start like this. Yeah, the Gemara asks, let's say it like this. We'll read the Gemara in a minute. It'll be a raya to the Shaila. What is the difference between kosher and tofer? They're both very similar. Obviously, they're both connecting two things. So what's the difference? Why are there two separate melachos? So I think we could take three approaches to answering this question. The first approach would be to say that there is no difference fundamentally. They're really both about being machaber two things, and the difference is in how you do it. So when you are machaber al yidei kosher, then it's kosher. When you're machaber al yidei tzfira, it's going to be tofer. That's going to be the difference. It's one possibility. The second possibility would be no. That, like we alluded to before, they're actually fundamentally very different from each other. Tofer is about uniting two different things. Kosher is about connecting two different things. And the difference is that, what I mean by connecting versus uniting. So after you've done tefira, each of the chalakim no longer retains its individual identity, its discrete identity. Whereas, like in my shirt, this is all one shirt. Yeah, it started off with two different pieces of fabric, but the conclusion is a single shirt. Whereas when it comes to kosher, that's not the case. It does retain its discrete identity. And therefore, while all melachos, for example, might, according to the Rambam at least, have this requirement that it needs to be a melacha hamiskayemes to be chayev, tofer, kosher, has this additional detail that it can't be almanas lahatir. We will see this approach, the second approach, is adopted by both the Aruch HaShulchan, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan is over here, and the Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's in Igros Moshe, Chelek Beis Simen Pei Daled. You could You might want to learn it now, or you can wait till you get to Tofer. It's a very brilliant piece. It's about the permissibility of using safety pins at Shabbos. So safety pins are essentially seemingly a classical tefillah, in that it goes, there's two tefillos. It even has the shear, right? It's not thread, it's a piece of metal, but it's going through, it's connecting two different things. And instead of putting a kesher at the end to keep the tefillah in, so you just seal it to itself. But, and then it'll be miskayemis. So is it mutter to use a safety pin? And Rav Moshe, the Karban Nisanel actually was, I think, the first to address this question. And he wondered, how is it mutter to use safety pins? He was talking about safety pins, but something similar to safety pins. And he tackles it with a tzarchian. And Rabbi Kivager quotes this. Kivager says, the Karban Nisanel says, you can't use safety pins. Agav, Rav Moshe has a taina on Rabbi Kivager, which is an important taina. Rav, he says, the Karban Nisanel didn't say you can't use safety pins. The Karban Nisanel wondered why it's mutter to use safety pins. It's always sometimes you'll hear posek, Talmud Chacham say, I wonder, like, you know, maybe there should be aser. Rav Moshe saying, that's very different than saying it's aser. One is, you know, if the Olam does it, and it's clear that the Olam was mekel on the Shaila. So to say, I wonder why this is mutter, is very different than saying it's aser. So that's why he has Tainism and Rabbi Kiva Eger's citation. You see this a lot in many tshuvos of Rav Moshe. And I've been told even more al peh that he was very put a lot into what the Olam does. The Rabbi Sarfati just told me, we're learning Kizim Varchim. So he said, somebody comes to Rav Moshe and tries to argue that schnitzel should be a mizonos. And you can make a strong case that that's true. And Rav Moshe says to him, you have to ask the exact Lashon in Yiddish that the Sarfati quoted, but basically, an Avich comes and learns things, learns Ketzim Mevarchim, and now he's going to change the bracha on schnitzel. So in other words, everybody makes a shakal on schnitzel. So, okay, figure out why. Taka, there's sugyos in Ketzim Mevarchim that don't sound that way. If it's coming Lasse's time, it sounds like it should be a mizonos. But just because you have a hara doesn't mean you're going to upend what's been going on for a long time. So anyway, so that's what Moshe writes. So Moshe does indeed say that using safety pins are okay. And he even thinks it's mutter. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. So he says, why is this true? So he says, because you have to understand the difference between kosher and tofer. Tofer is about merging two things. Like I said, each one doesn't retain its discrete identity. And when you use a safety pin to connect two different things, they do retain their discrete identity. So yes, indeed, it's an act of kshira, basically. It is an act of kshira, but that's only in terms of the maisa, conceptually what's happening. It's an act of tefirah. Tefira conceptually means to merge two things. And here, since they are not merged, they retain their identity. So then you definitely will not be chayav for tofer. It's heter gamur. And it's going to be true for all sorts of things that seem to possibly be tofer. For example, we'll see the Rambam says that medabek niyaros is a tolda of tofer. First of all, Rav Moshe writes that shows us that this definition is true. Again, it's another example when you're like a Sefer Torah and you're tofer the Yirios, so it becomes one long thing, even though it's comprised of different pieces originally. And likewise, when you glue things together, it's, you know, one big thing. So therefore, that's why Midabek is a tolda of tofer, not, let's say, kosher. So he writes that, so the same thing, let's say I put a Band-Aid on. So a Band-Aid is midabek, right? I take a piece of paper, Band-Aid is like paper, and I put glue on it. That's what the tabs of a Band-Aid are, adhesive is basically glue, paper with glue on it, and I put it. So is that going to be mutter? So you'll say, well, it's eino shel. We'll see. It's actually machlokas. What's the din by tefira? She'eino shel kayama. But let's even say you're expecting to put the bandage on for more than a week. So there, even the mekilim by tefira she'eino shel kayama are going to be machmir. It's not going to be more kal than kosher. And in fact, we're going to see that even by kosher, we're going to be machmir for more than a day. So if I'm not allowed to tie a knot for more than a day, certainly I'm not going to be able to put on a Band-Aid. I'm not allowed to glue something to last for more than a day. So can I put a Band-Aid on my cut? It's going to last for more than a day. So the answer, Rav Moshe says, is no, because it's not fusing. It's not becoming one. Nobody thinks, even though, yes, you've done, again, a maisa tefira, because you've glued the Band-Aid to your hand, even if you used glue, I guess, you know. But it wouldn't make a difference because it has not merged with your hand. Some posts can say that's why you shouldn't. If you have to put a Band-Aid around like the tip of your finger, you shouldn't adhese it to itself, because then you could like pull it off and maybe it is merged. So you should sort of do it like in an S, so that way it's not on itself. So that's going to be okay. Why, says Rav Moshe? Because tefira is about merging.
And why is the Maisa Tefira not a Maisa?
Well, it's a Maisa Tefira in the sense that, so we're going to ask that question in just a moment, but just to explain. It's a Maisa Tefira because the Rambam says that being Medabik is a told of Tofer. But here, since you've done a act of Tofer in such a way that it hasn't merged, so then that's not Tofer. So it's the same thing as the safety pin. Safety pin is an act of Tofer, but it's not merging. So now you could ask a very interesting question, which Rav Moshe also deals with. So maybe we should make it kosher. Now there's maybe every Tofer, even if you've done a Maisa Tefira, but it's a Maisa Tefira that hasn't caused it to merge, should be kosher. Very interesting. So we'll have to return to that question in a moment. But there's one other big question we could ask on Rav Moshe, from another tolda, this one of kosher. The Rambam writes that being posel psalim, which is like making rope from smaller strands or fibers or strings or the like, right? Rope is typically comprised of a bunch of, you know, chuta mishula shloba mehera inatek. So you make rope by combining weaker things into one stronger thing. Rambam writes that's a tolda of kosher. Now, L'chaira, according to Rav Moshe, this should be tofer, right? Because they're merged into one. Once I'm posel psalim, then I have a single rope. This is classical kosher, tofer. So why is it a told of tofer? And, you know, you could say, you could give other answers. If you didn't hold the Rav Moshe yisod, maybe you would say that to be chayiv mishum tofer, you need to connect things versus with another medium, like you connect fabric with thread or you connect papers with glue. But for Moshe, that doesn't seem to be important. The definition of the malacha is merging. So Moshe, again, asks this question on himself, and he answers the following. He answers that the difference is that in order to be chayiv, seemingly, in order to be chayiv mishum tofer, if you were to break it or undo it, it would have to be koreya. It's very fascinating. Tefira is defined by its opposite, malacha. So if you were to undo what you did, right, you pull the rope apart, taka. So that wouldn't be koreya, and therefore can't be tofer either. Now, is that like a technical point? Or does that mean that it hasn't really truly been fused and merged? Either way, that's what Rav Moshe writes, that that it's only going to be tofer if the reverse is koreya. And that's why he even thinks that they're going to be certain that if you were to go ahead and put in a safety pin permanently, for example, on my jacket right here, I have a safety pin, right? Now, this has been here for a while. Like when I got this jacket shot in this check, they didn't sew it back up at the bottom, and then it started leaning, putting down. So I just fixed it with a safety pin. I don't remember how old the jacket is, but I think it's definitely past the shir kayama. And I certainly had no intention to ever take that out, that safety pin, as long as it did the trick. So Rav Moshe says, would that be aser? So he says, it's great, because here you could say it's merged, right? Mamish, it's become one. So he says, no, because it lacks my second condition, which is that it's only tofer if it's the opposite, if undoing it would be korei. And here, if I wanted to undo it, I would just take off the safety pin. I would not rip it. And therefore, it's going to be like posel chavalim. He says that if you want to be machmir on that shaila, you could be. Meaning to say that not to use a permanent safety pin impermanently. And we'll talk about that in terms of all sorts of interesting questions, like putting in coat linings or the like, which are in long term. Is it a tofer shaila? Even zipping your Shabbos talis bag might be a tofer shaila. So we'll get back to those questions. But that is what Rav Moshe writes. So we have now so far two definitions of the malacha, two possibilities. One is kosher and tofer are basically the same, just one is when you use ksharim and one is when you use tefillah. And I guess when it comes to the toldos, we'll look at whatever it's more similar to. The third, maybe the most obvious definition, is that kosher means making a knot. This seems to be, now this has nothing to do with combining. The first two opinions both take for granted it's about combining, tying things together. The first opinion says it's the same type of combining as tefira. The second opinion says, no, it's a different type of combining. Tefira is combining that creates a single entity, kosher. Each piece retains its own identity. No, maybe kosher is just about not making. This seems to be the view of the Urayim. Why? Because the Urayim seems to hold that if you make a single knot, even if on a single string, even if you don't tie anything together, that would be a violation of kosher. Let's give an example. Let's say, lamashal, sometimes people put a knot at the end of their tzitzis so it doesn't unravel. So is that kosher? So in that case, I haven't combined two things. Is it kosher? So the Urayim seems to say it is. Now, that would seem to presume a third definition of the malacha, that the malacha of kosher is defined as making a kesher. Sometimes you make a kesher to combine two things. That's obviously more typical, but sometimes you don't. But if you made a kesher shel kayama, then you would be chayev regardless. Kosher is about kshira. Now, l'chayra, the Rambam doesn't agree to that for a couple of things. First of all, the Rambam by Posel Chavalim that we just mentioned doesn't seem to agree with that possibility, because over there there's no knot. Unless you're going to say that the psila itself is equivalent to a knot. So we'll have to get back to that a little later. In other words, when you twist rope, so maybe things could be considered a kasher, even if they're not a classical kasher, as long as that's together. But that's a simple meaning of the Rambam, is the fact that you're chayev for posel chavalim mishum kosher. You don't need a knot. Other Rambam that you see this is the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Tes. Atofer shtei tefiros chayev. V'hu shekasher roshei achot mikan umikan kidei shetamor ha-tefira v'lo tishamet. Aval im tofer yeser shtei tefiros afal pi shelo kasher chayev sherei miskayemes b'tefira. So the Rambam says like this: if you do two tefiros, two stitches, that is potter, because as the Gemara asks, it's not miskayim. So even though the shear is shtei tefiros, it's not going to last. But if you tie the ends such that now it won't fall out, then you're chayiv. And that's really the Gemara's answer. Rush tafran. Now, in that case, sounds like from the Rambam that you're only chayiv mishum tofer, not kosher. Again, maybe if we're going to read like the Menachas Chinuch, we could throw in another, you're also chayiv. But the Rambam didn't mention it. So the simple meaning of the Rambam is that even though you tied a knot at the end of each string, you're not chayiv, because the knots that you did were not to combine two different things. Sounds like against the Rayim. And so maybe, yeah, maybe these two, we have two Rambams now that are against the Rayim.
Wouldn't the Rambam say one of them are?
Well, we'll see other answers in the Gemara. But the Rambam said more than the Gemara because I'll read you the lesson of the Rambam. For who shekashar roshe hachot mikan umikan kadesha tamadat fira velotishamate. You could read the Gemara differently, but the Rambam sees it this way. In other words, Rambam seems to be saying you did what the Rambam says you would be chayav for kosher for, and you're not chayav for kosher. And in fact, that is, again, the Ramach's question. The Ramach is quoted also by the Kesef Mishnah, says, Tema lama lo kasav sheichayv shtayim mishum kosher mishum tofer. In other words, in this case, if you did this, you should be chayav shtayim. Umash meshachayv mishum tofer, vein chayav mishum tofer. But the Rambam's mashmos is that you're only chayav for tofer. Vav shekasher rosh yechut mikan mikan. And he doesn't answer. Now then, you could say nechrami. Maybe the Rambam would say you're chayav, and he just doesn't mention it. But now the truth is the whole diyuk isn't really such a diyuk because you could just say, well, it's not a ma'aser omen, kesher shel woman. That's why nachay mishum kosher. By tying a single knot at the end of a string, I think everybody could do that. So unless you're going to learn like the Shilta Gibor, and that any strong knot is the din of a kesher omen, which is a very difficult read in the Rambam. So anyway, the diyuk might not be so good. But maybe the pshat is that the Rambam holds that this knot isn't chayav because it's not a knot that's being used to connect one thing to another. And that again would explain both Rambams. Now, okay. Another possibility would be that kosher and tofer, what we alluded to before, is that tofer uses something else to connect two things, whereas kosher uses itself. That might be similar to the first two, but it's an added kinach. Okay, so we have three, four different tagdaros how to define the melacha. Now, we said before the following. Well, let's take a step back. There's machlokas tanaim, whether you're chai for aniva or not. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chai for an aniva, and Rabbanan say you're pater for aniva, and we paskin like the chachamim. We have to figure out what they're arguing about. In Lachor, you could say two things. You could say that everybody holds that you need a kesher to be chayav for kosher, and the machlokes is whether an aniva is considered a kesher, and you could say that's actually the mashmos of the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is aniva gufa kshirahi. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. I mean, of Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe the Chachamim say, no, it's not a kesher. That's why you're pater. Or you could say, no, everybody agrees an aniva is a kesher, and the machlokes is whether you need, everybody agrees it's not a kesher. I mean, the machlokas is, do you need a kesher? So an aniva isn't a kesher. Rabbi Yehuda says you're still chayav. And this, by the way, another interesting thing, though I don't think we're going to get into it, at least today, is to consider the definition of ksharim in other areas in halacha and whether an aniva would suffice. Like, would an aniva work if you held lulav tzarech eged for an eged? What about for tzitzis? What about for tefillin? And also, for that matter, we'll see the Rishonim discuss not just aniva. What about kesher sheino shaloman or kesher amnas lahatir? Right? Kosher amnas lahatir is pater on Shabbos. Does that mean it doesn't have a shame kesher for other areas of halacha? So we'll see that that's in fact discussed by the Rishonim and Achronim. But going back to this question, so what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So if you look at the Shita Liran, he writes on Ein Dal and the base that the second possibility, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan don't just argue about an aniva, they also would argue about Shazit, In other words, according to Yehuda, you'd be chayv, and according to Rabbanan, you're pater. Like twist ties, right? This is a very common shayla. You get challah, and it's in a bag, and there's a twist tie on it, or a garbage bag, or whatever it is. So is that a shayla of kosher? And even if I avoid doing it myself on Shabbos, what if it was done before Shabbos? Could I untwist it? So the Ran says, it's the same machlokas. So what's the pshat? How is he understanding the machlokas? What does that machlokas have to do with the machlokas Rudi Rabbanan? So the Ran says, very simple, that an aniva lekuli alma is into kasher, but it does successfully hold two things together, close it up on itself. It does the same. It's something that serves the same purpose as a kasher, but isn't a kasher. Can't really call Shazira a kasher, and you can't call Naniva a kasher. And so that's the machlokas, in which case we would paskin like the Chachamim, just like we're matir, a slipknot. So too it could be matir using those twist ties. But yesh ladun, what would the Rambam say? This brings us back to our question before of whether when the Rambam is machai for posel chavalim, is the pshat that that is a kasher? In which case you could conceivably argue that according to the Rabbanan, it would be aser to do shazira, even though a slip knot is not a knot at all. Or no, is the pshat that the Rambam says you don't need a kasher, and aniva is going to be mutter because it's nothing, because its very design is to be undone. So could be that how you understand that is a machlokas between Iran and the Rambam. It is interesting. There's a fascinating Mishnah Berurah, which is really coming from the Marshal. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sif Katan Chaf Gimel implies that if you have a string that's usher to untie, you also can't break the knot. And it even sounds like he's saying you can't even cut the string. Now, for sure, this doesn't make sense if you follow the Yireim, that the definition of kosher is about making a knot, because then the definition of matir would be about untying a knot, right? What does the Mishnah Berurah seem to say? Let's say you have a box, and in this box, the box is sealed tight with a string. Okay, could you cut the string? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it depends. If you could untie the knot, then you could cut the string. If you can't untie the knot, you can't untie the string. Now, what does that tell us? So it sounds like when you cut the string, that's matir. What? I'm not touching a knot. Well, if you take the first two definitions, then you could at least hear that a little bit, because kosher is about connecting, and therefore breaking the connection that was created by the kasher would be a shayla of matir. So even though I don't cut the knot, I cut the string, but at the very least, I could see that as a act of matir, because kosher is not kesher focused. It's connection focused. But if you hold, like the Arayim, that kosher is not focused, so then there should be no shaila of matir over here when I cut the string and I don't cut the knot. On the other hand, we certainly, the Mishnah Berurah certainly does paskin that making a knot at the end of a string is aser, maybe it's chokshish for both stadim. So that comes back to that. So let's go back to the Gemara that we sort of alluded to. So the Gemara again on Ein Dal base, and the Gemara asks the Shaila, where was, what's the shear for Tvira? The Mishnah says Shtei Tviros. And the Gemara asks, it's not going to be Miskayim. So the Gemara answers, so the kasha is, why aren't you chai for kosher as well? Right? We sort of raised this issue in the Rambam, but now let's go back to the Gemara, like you said. So maybe the answer is an achanami. And that's taka what the Yushalmi learns. Yushalmi says, yeah, in that case, you would be chai for kosher. It's interesting, but almost all the Rishonim over here, though they give all sorts of different answers, assume not that way. They assume that the mashmos is that if you do this act, in other words, you're tofer shtei tviros, and then you're kosher them, you're chai mishum tofer, but not kosher. So the shaila is, Why? So we'll start with the Ritva, because he gives three answers to this question, each one very, very fundamental. And most of these answers are quoted in other Rishonim as well, but it's in one place. So v'tirtzu, dekevan de'en kshira rak lahamid ha'tzvira, chashev la mishum tofer bilchot. What a fascinating answer. That since the kshira is only coming to support the tzvira, so you only chayv mishum kosher. And indeed, the Markevus HaMishnah paskens this way. He says, any kshira that's only to be maimid the tfira, you're only chayv mishum tofer, and you wouldn't be chayv mishum kosher. Now, it's interesting. I saw the Orchu Shabbos quotes that in the Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim, it's in Ha'ara Aleph of the Orchu Shabbos, which is apparently also written by the Markevus HaMishnah, he was chozer. And he says that, no, since in the end of the day, you were machaber two things, al yidei kesher, it's still chayiv mishum kosher. In other words, he's not going as far as the Urim. He's not just saying, well, since you made a kesher, chayiv mishum kosher. The Markevus HaMishnah continues to hold that if you tied a knot at the end of your tzitzis, you wouldn't be chayiv mishum kosher because you're not connecting. But here, I'm connecting two pieces of fabric through the tefira. And now the kosher is maimed the tzvira. So this is a kshira of connection. I didn't connect the string to each other, but the kshira causes a connection. And therefore, in his chazara, in the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, he says, Yerchayev. The Avnei Nezer, though, Simon Kuf Pei, Taka Paskins like this answer, the Ritva, that kosher means chibur al yedei kasher. And therefore, if you make a kasher, but the chibur is al yedei tzvira, let's say you would be potter. Now, we sort of mentioned before, this is a big kula when it comes to kosher, but it could conceivably be a chumra when it comes to matir, if you go as far as that marshal that I just said. It's quoted by the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and Siftalad, that if you break a string that was connected by kshira, that's matir, even though you didn't break the knot. Because the definition of the melacha is kshira chibur al yedei kosher. So if you break a chibur al yedei kosher, so that could be a kula. Okay, so that's the Ritva's first answer. Well, we'll analyze that a little more in a second, but let's just at least see the answers. Answer number two, umori haravza al piresh de kashran lav dafka, elashir kivan ze al ze, vishazarin biyad l'kayim atvira. So this is very similar to the answer we just saw before. That you did Shazira. So first of all, it's assuming that Shazira is not a kasher. And that could be like that Miuchas L'ran that we just saw, that at least according to Chachamim, to be Chayim Shem Kosher, you need a kasher. Shazira isn't a kasher. And therefore, what you did here is you did the two tefiros and then you twisted the strings at the end. That's answer number two. And L'chayra, it's against the Rambam, unless you're going to say no. The Rambam only says you're chayiv when you're machavein lasos chavalim. Here you're not trying to make a rope. You're just trying to be maimed the tzvira. And so that's an interesting question. We'll have to go back to it. But the pashup shot is it's against the Rambam. And the third answer that he says, v'od yesh lomar, kigon shekashen omenas lahatir. Oh. So that's a fascinating answer as well. What's this answer? That even though kosher naslatir is pater for kshira, but l'chora, what he's saying is there's no such heter for tfira. So therefore, this tfira is also going to effectively be amenas lahatir, because once you untie the knot, then the tfira is not going to be miskayim. But there's no din that you need, there's no p'tur for tofer amenas lahat l'kroa. There's only a p'tur of kosher amenas lahatir, maybe for the reasons that we said before. And therefore, you're going to be chayev mishum tofer, but not chayev mishum kosher. That's his third answer. Okay, so let's go back to the answers. So answer number one, again, that your pater, even though you've done a full-fledged kasher, because, and it's going to be la'olam, because it's only being there, lahamid ha'tfira. So why aren't you pater? L'maisa, there's a kosher. There's a kesher. So how do we understand this? So one possibility is, like we considered back when we talked about the Cafe Via Shaila, that in Rabbeinu Yerucham by Mevashel and the Rashba by Tzeda, that it's some type of tafel, right? Remember, we saw that one way to understand that Rashba is that you're not chayev for a secondary kavana. And that's the pshat over here. There's no independent chashivas. It only has dependent chashivas. But as we said there, it's also a very big chiddush. It would be a chiddush here as well. Is there another way to explain this? So maybe the pshat is exactly like we said before from Rav Moshe, that tfira is about merging two things into one, whereas kshira, they retain their identity. And over here, when you're just doing it to be Makayim the tfira, so that's going to be an act of tfira, not kshira. In other words, for kosher to be chayev, you need something which where you have two pieces connected by a knot, where they each have their own identity. And maybe we'll have to say something like that, certainly for the third answer in the Ritva, that you're chayev for tofer, even though it's almanas lahatir, but not chayev for kosher. And again, the easiest way to explain that is because when it comes to tzfira, almanas lahatir is not a problem, right? One way, sort of an extreme way to look at it is that, like I said before, kshira is almost like a malacha grua. It's only gains chashivas when it's a kasher shalom and aslanatir, whereas tfira doesn't need that. Yeah.
I think the main malachas would, by this definition, I think it would be malacha grua also. Like, you're just gathering things together.
Okay, good, good. So I think it's interesting, Shaila. As what would be if you had almanas ma'amer, almanas to undo it? You gathered all the fruits in the field, and your intention was to later on scatter them out again, put them back, right? So interesting question. Well, what would we say about that? In other words, in classical ma'amer, that's exactly the point. And in fact, when we talked about the told of ma'amer, which is to be medabek the peros, you see that as well. So it could be an achinami. Now, that's a good question. The difference between that and the other things is that when it comes to a kesher, nobody ever does ma'amer, only shota does ma'amer on us to right. But kosher, that's something that you often do. And not just that, but many ksharim are dafka intended to be undone. In fact, that's exactly you do that type of kesher. But so it's possible. I think you're right. It would be a very interesting question. And as I said, the Iker Shaila that this brings us to is, and this we'll see, is a machlokas rishonim. And interestingly enough, it's a machlokas rishonim by us in Shin Yud Zayin, not in Shin Mem. There'll be echoes in Shin Mem, which is where Tofer comes up. But the Iker place in Shulchan Aruch, where it comes up is here in Shin Yud Zayin Derech Agav, is this question of Tfira She'en HaShol Kayama. That's what is the din of Tfira She'en HaShol Kayama? And we'll see in just a moment that this is a machlokas rishonim. And again, that might be the different deos and the Ritzvah also arguing about this point. Yes, Mayor?
So Moshe is saying that the kesher needs to have its own identity, or just that you need to connect two different things?
I think if you connect two different, there's a couple of points, but if you... what Moshe says is the following. Anytime after doing tefira, if they continue to retain their identity, then it's not tofer. That's what Moshe writes.
No, but I was saying for kosher, applying it to this ritva, right?
So I'm not applying Rav Moshe, I'm applying his sort of his thinking. Maybe, and Rav Moshe doesn't say this, but if we define that malacha this way, So you're right. It doesn't automatically apply. But one way to understand why this would be true is that if the result of a kesher is one thing without its identity, without any of the parts retaining their discrete identity, so then that's not tofer, that's not kosher, that's tofer. And in fact, over here, you would be chayv mishum tofer, but you would also be chayv mishum kosher.
Rebbe saying that kosher would require nothing fusing into one entity.
Correct.
And yet here, that would tell it all where the kesher is in this case.
Yes, but even over here, regardless, that's not. There's not. In other words, you're right. What I'm saying is the following. If you think that kosher always needs to connect things, so then, first of all, kashran, like I said, could mean you tied them together, in which case what I'm saying is true. Or you could even say kashran means you tied it at the ends, but along the lines of Markav Samishnah, which is you still connected two things. So that's why it's chayev shayev to tofer, to kosher. It's just that it's still going to be pater because there's no independent identity to each piece.
I'm sure I thought of the last
part. In other words, the Markav Samishnah says like this, that if you kosher at the end of a tzitzis, you're pater. That's nothing. See, I'm connected to them. If you're kosher at the, if you're sewing two things together and you make a kesher at the end, that is chayev because you've used a kesher to connect two things. But now what we're saying in this answer in the Ritva is yes, but no, but since the two things have now fused and merged and there's nothing with an independent entity, then it's only going to be tofer, not kosher. Okay, so we alluded here, and I guess this will just be our last point, and we won't even get into it too much, but to this Ritva, L'chora is addressing, at least somewhat, this question of whether or not there's a chiyuv for tfira she'ena shel kayama. So the Ravya discusses this over here. He says, v'atofer shtei tfiros, v'alo kayama, again, same kasha, same gemara, amara rochana, rav yochanan, v'shakashran, Perush, afilu eina shel kayama, v'emhu l'kayim chayv shtayim. So that's like one of the answers of the Ritva, that taka, if you did a kesher shel kayama, you'd be chayv shtayim, and we're talking about a kesher she'ena shel kayama. So again, seemingly, we seem to be holding that tfira she'ena shel kayama is not chayv. Sorry, she is chayv. Tfira she'ena shel kayama is chayv. Shira she'ena shel kayama is pater. This is two deus in Agos Mordechai between the Riva and Rabbeinu Yoel. And again, this is quoted in the Beis Yosef by us in Siman Shin Yud Zayin. So it says like this, Matirin Beis HaTzavar, Riva Piresh Beis HaTzavar, Shem Niskasher Bishas Kvisasan, Matirin Avam Hayatafur Pi Beis HaTzavar, O Kimoshe Medabkin HaRatzanim Zug Shal Minal, Asr Lanatkan Zembizeh, So matzino chiluk bein tfira shel kayama l'tfira she'ena shel kayama v'rafi biyadis. I guess he's a little unsure, but he says like this. Well, they used to, I think if their shirts were similar to like a polo shirt, and when they would take them to the kovsim to wash it, so we didn't want it to rip when it was being laundered, so they would tie it together on top. So if you tied it, so then you could untie it. That's no problem. That's a kesher she'ena shel kayama. But let's say the launderer sewed it together, and now you want to be koreya. So it's done for the same short-term tech, you know, thing. So he says, no, that's going to be aser. Why? Because lo matzinu hater of tfira she'ena shel kayama. Rabbeinu Yoel matir afilu b'tfira hoil v'lav l'skayim avid v'chein aminan l'kaman per klal gadol. So I guess we'll leave off everybody with a question. Where do we say that in Paraklal Gadol? Rabbeinu Yoel says, and this is important, we probably pass him like Rabbeinu Yoel. Rabbeinu Yoel says, we have a raya from Paraklal Gadol that Tfira She'ena Shel Kayama is mutter. So where's the raya? Okay. What is it? Zion, I think. Okay.